This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Residents piled into cars and fled on Saturday, turning downtown Santa Barbara into ghost town as surging winds drove one of the biggest fires in California's history toward the city. Cal Fire spokesman Jay Smith tells KNBC-TV it's possible the wind could change the direction of the Thomas Fire, putting firefighters in danger.
That's what we call a head fire coming at you. The firefighters will retreat to a safety zone. As the fire front passes, they'll allow it to pass, and they'll come up from behind and extinguish the fire that way.
Santa Ana winds push the fire to the community, a wealthy enclave that's home to Oprah Winfrey and other celebrities. The tax plan before Congress is a tax cut aimed at helping the middle class. President Trump is making that case while suggesting it could lead to strong economic growth. Speaking with reporters as he leaves the White House for Camp David, Mr. Trump says the middle class wins under the GOP tax plan.
This really will mostly benefit the middle class and jobs. Companies are coming in. They're pouring into the country. They've already started. And this will be great for jobs. It'll be fantastic for the middle-income people and for jobs.
The president will be holding a series of weekend meetings with cabinet members at Camp David. The Obama health care law sees a flurry of last-minute sign-ups.
Friday was the deadline for enrollment in healthcare.gov, and the strong finish, including many first-time enrollees, shows there is continued demand for the Obama-era program's subsidized individual health plans. Final national numbers are not expected until next year, since some states extend sign-ups until January 31st. It was only a year ago that the law seemed headed for oblivion as Donald Trump swept into office with a promise to repeal it. And still, actions by his administration and the Republican-led Congress could undermine the law's insurance markets. I'm Julie Walker.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
President Trump says North Korea was the main topic in his phone call this week with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
The president says Putin said very nice things about the U.S. economy and some negative things in terms of what's going on elsewhere. But he tells reporters that confronting North Korea was the primary topic of their conversation.
China's helping. Russia's not helping. We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
The president has been urging China and Russia to use their influence to stop North Korea from developing a nuclear weapons program. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A Prairie Home Companion has been given a new name. Live from here, in the wake of creator Garrison Keillor's acrimonious split with Minnesota Public Radio. NPR terminated its contracts with Keillor after it said it had received multiple allegations of improper conduct by him. NPR has declined to give any details. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Georgia theme park's free offer may bug some people.
Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta was giving away T-shirts and free admission yesterday to the first 100 guests to gobble up a roasted cricket. The challenge was meant to promote the park's upcoming attraction called Mega Bugs, an interactive insect attraction, scheduled to open up in March. Exhibits will include giant replicas of insects, including a 15-foot dragonfly, a 26-foot hissing cockroach, and a 50-foot millipede. The exhibits will showcase the unique sounds and movements that insects make.
Ron DeRockster reporting. Two games are played in the NFL Saturday with playoff implications. The Detroit Lions beat Chicago 20-10 to improve 8-6. The Lions will have to win out to secure an NFC wildcard berth and get help elsewhere. Kansas City Chiefs routed turnover-prone L.A. Chargers 30-13 to seize control of the AFC West. Sunday in the battle of AFC division leaders, it's 10-3 New England and 11-2 Pittsburgh in a much-anticipated game. This is Tom.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. I can tell you, over the years, as you know, listening to the show from time to time, we revisit the JFK assassination. And certainly this year, when more and more documents are now being released, the trove of documents is still, there's still many yet hidden away. And what is being released is, there's lots of black ink. Lots of redaction on it. Nonetheless, it remains a controversy because I think at the root cause, as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and there's lots of conspiracy running around, and we can thank our government and those that have hidden the information for exacerbating the problem. One issue in particular that I have kept in mind over the years when I was reading, and I think it might have started with a National Enquirer article talking about the number of people who had investigated the JFK assassination and those journalists and people in the media who had gotten close and suspiciously died. But one name in particular stood out for me, and her name was Dorothy Kilgallen. Dorothy, you, for those of you who are contemporaries of ours, would remember her as a TV regular on What's My Line. And so her mysterious death has bothered me over the years repeatedly. So it's interesting now that we have with us Mark Shaw. Mark is a California attorney, a TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator. And he joins us today to talk about the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Well, for those that Dorothy Kilgallen is just another name and it doesn't really mean a whole lot to them, remind them who Dorothy Kilgallen was.
Well, they'll just be like me because I didn't have any idea who she was, Bill. You know, I remember from What's My Line, you know, she was the star panelist on there. Remember they had the strange occupations of people and they came on the show and Dorothy and the other panelists tried to guess that occupation. 20 million people watched that show every Sunday night on CBS in the late 50s and 60s. So that's what I knew about Dorothy, and I wasn't even going to write this book until I interviewed some people who knew Melvin Belli, who was a famous San Francisco lawyer who represented Jack Ruby. And I knew Mr. Belli from practicing law with him in the 80s. When he died, I decided to write a biography of him. And while I was doing that, I learned of his representation of Jack Ruby. I was suspicious of some of the things that he did there. But when I was talking to a friend of Belli's in San Diego, the man said, well, you know, he knew Dorothy Kilgallen. And I said, well, what? He was on What's My Line? He said, no, Mark, you don't know anything about her. Not only was she on What's My Line, but she had a newspaper column syndicated to 200 newspapers across the country. She covered many of the most famous trials of the 20th century, including Dr. Sam Shepard, which became The Fugitive. She had a radio show every day listened to by a million people in New York City, and she was just this amazing woman. And you know, when she died, Mel said to me, listen, you know what happened? They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. They've killed Dorothy. Now they'll go after Jack Ruby. Well, That you're a man of the truth and a curious man. You can't let those things go. And I did write another book after that about Joe Kennedy called The Poison Patriarch. But then I just had to look into more of the life and times and the death of Dorothy Kilgallen. And that has become The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, the book you're talking about.
Exactly. Well, this is the thing about the truth and the things that will wake us up at 3 o'clock in the morning that just keep haunting us. And everything, so much, I say everything, so much revolving around the JFK assassination right. remains a mystery. But Dorothy Kilgallen is that reporter who knew too much, your book. And what an incredible lady and story. So the thing that amazes me, Mark, is that people knew that when Dorothy died under suspicious means, it was amazing how it just kind of went away.
Yeah, there was never any investigation. And people who read the book, it's become a bestseller. It's touched the emotions of people because they feel the same way that you do, that there were these suspicious circumstances, a staged death scene, and some real question marks about what happened to Dorothy. What we know is, Bill, that I believe it's the most compelling JFK assassination investigation in history. And why do I say that? Because people like me or any of the other people who have ever written about the JFK assassination, we weren't there. Mm-hmm. Well, Dorothy was. We have on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, we have a videotape of her at a news conference of the Jack Ruby trial. She's the only reporter who ever interviewed Jack Ruby. She did it twice there. She exposed his Warren Commission testimony before its release date, and people can look at all the columns she wrote. Even 7 days after JFK died, she was shouting that the Oswald alone theory made no sense. So she's such a credible source for what happened, and that's why I've been so pleased to bring her back to life in many ways, because she's been forgotten for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the past, and in my interviews with other experts, the name Carlos Marcello keeps cycling back in New Orleans, of course. And, of course, some of this came out in the movie that was quite celebrated and brought to question many things. And, of course, as valid as anything, because as we're saying, you know, in the absence of fact, you know, then, you know, the truth is compromised. And then we get into the realm of opinion. But nonetheless, interestingly, I find that Carlos Marcello, that name keeps coming back.
Well, and the reason it does, you know, the book is set up as a true crime murder mystery because when Dorothy was the lone reporter shouting, you know, about the Oswald alone theory being crazy and everything else, she made some real enemies. Hoover, of course, hated her. And you know, she was writing a book for Random House about the JFK assassination at the time. And Dorothy was a real woman of integrity, a woman who searched for the truth, a woman who didn't make her conclusions and then make the facts fit to those. Instead, she found her facts and then made the conclusions from there. And what she found out from Ruby is interesting and in the book. You know, whatever he told her, she didn't end up staying in Dallas and looking into LBJ being involved in the assassination. She didn't go to Washington, D.C. with the CIA or whatever. She went to New Orleans, and that's where Carlos Marcello was. He was the mafia don who Bobby Kennedy had stalked after they got in the White House, and he deported Marcello, and then he charged him with racketeering. Dorothy believed he had the greatest motive to have eliminated JFK so that Bobby Kennedy would be powerless. Mm-hmm. So she made one trip to New Orleans, and then she was about to make another. And as people will see in the interviews on that website I mentioned, the DorothyKilgallenStory.org, Bill, two of her closest friends, hairdressers, said Dorothy told them, look, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. I'm afraid for my life and my family. She bought a gun. Mm-hmm. She knew she was a target. And I think she knew she was a target because she was so close to the truth.
Did she tell anybody and reveal any of her findings whatsoever to give us some more indication in terms of what, you know, what her investigation was leading to?
Well, what people can do, again, and I really, with again, like you, I want the truth out there, so I look for primary sources. And on that website, you'll see interviews with these hairdressers and people that knew Dorothy, including Joe Tannehill, the co-counsel for Jack Ruby. And what we can do is learn from them, because they were right there and knew Dorothy, and also people can see this stream of columns in the book, but also on that website, and it really tells you what she was finding out, that Oswald alone made no sense to her. She was focusing on Jack Ruby, and I believe she had connected Ruby, Oswald, and Marcello, and that's what would have been in the book, and they couldn't let her write that book.
Mark Shaw is our guest. More from Mark after the break. Stay with us, America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Shaw, California attorney, TV commentator, New York Times bestselling author, and investigator, as we're talking about the reporter who knew too much, Dorothy Kilgallen. Mark, as you say, plenty of information there on the website that really gives you some indication and points arrows to the truth regarding the JFK assassination and what Dorothy Kilgallen was uncovering, and she knew she knew that what she was uncovering was so revealing that she probably had already gotten some threats along the way, don't you think?
Yeah, I think she did. But, you know, she the New York Post called her the most powerful female voice in America. You have to think how big she was at the time, because people got their information from the newspaper, mm-hmm. and not the Internet, not television at the time. So she was a gigantic figure, media icon at the time, and I think she thought she was invincible. Yeah, she was scared. She knew there was a target on her back, and she'd gotten some inclinations that there were those enemies out there that were really worried about this book that she was going to write. Many people have said she was a true patriot, and I think she was. She put her life at risk. Many people have said to me, boy, I wish we had reporters like Dorothy Kilgallen today. Mm-hmm. But as you know, the death was very suspicious, found in a bedroom she never slept in, wearing clothes she never wore to bed, false eyelashes, makeup, and a hairpiece she never wore to bed. They found an empty bottle of Seconal by her bed, sleeping pills, and the medical examiner just jumped to the conclusion that she died of an overdose of barbiturates and alcohol, even though there was no evidence whatsoever she had any problems with those things.
I was going to ask you, was there anything in her life that would have given you indication that she had this kind of problem? Yeah.
No, and you'll see Joe Tannehill, you'll listen to him say that he was, that's Ruby's co-counsel, was with her just a few weeks before she died. He was sharp. You know, her mind was sharp. She didn't drink. She didn't do anything. People can really see that in the last show, because that's the night before she died. They can go to the Internet and they can see the last What's My Line show with Dorothy. And there she is. She's a spirited, you know, kind of like a prosecutor. She liked to try to find out the occupations, and she guesses the occupation of a woman who sells dynamite. And she was the top of her profession and in her whole life. So they just cut her down. The killers won, and she was kind of erased from the human race for five decades. I'm so pleased that I was able to bring her back, and people can learn about her and learn the respect they should have for a woman like this, a very inspiring woman.
Exactly. Mark, so amazing. Just to demonstrate the power that these forces who took her out had. Here she dies in Manhattan, and they autopsy her in Brooklyn. You know, I mean, even in death, her story's being manipulated.
Yeah, and, again, in the book, you'll see primary sources who talk about the medical examiner's office being mafia-controlled at the time. You know, they reached their tentacles into New York City, and somehow or another, we believe that, and I think the forensic evidence that I uncovered shows she was poisoned. Her drink either at the hotel bar she was at before she went home or at her home was spiked with barbiturates. In fact, the forensic evidence shows there were three really dangerous barbiturates in her system. And then the medical examiner just said she was she died of the drug overdose, and everybody for some reason just accepted that. I think they were scared. They felt if the people who killed JFK had killed Dorothy, they better keep their mouth shut.
And, of course, along with Dorothy Kilgallen, as I mentioned earlier, I referred to you that article that showed hundreds of people, Mark Shaw, who had gotten close to the JFK investigation, mysteriously died. And that's just out there in the ether, in the historical ether of our country, that is just hanging out there. Just lots of questions, no answers, and I guess there's only people like you and me that wake up in the middle of the night and think about these things.
Well, and you know, it's all about power. It's all about power, and it's all about being threatened with the truth. And I think anyone who reads the book, and they can get it into library or any of the bookstores, Amazon, wherever they want to, or borrow it, whatever they want to. But I hope they'll read Dorothy Kilgallen's account of the JFK assassination, and I think what they will figure out is, hey, wait a minute, this must have been the most compelling investigation in history, because they killed her.
Mm-hmm.
They
yes.
couldn't let her write that book, and so you know, the proof is in the pudding there, to use a cliche.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Dorothy was on to something, and she told people she was going to crack the case wide open. She probably talked too much about it, and that cost her life.
Did you find any connection, as I mentioned, these other people, these other reporters? I can't remember the exact number, but it was, I believe, a couple of hundred anyway. Mm-hmm. Did you have happen to run across any correlation of these other reporters who have mysteriously passed, reporters who came, who obviously were coming close and maybe found the wrong road in their discovery, like Dorothy Kilgallen, and were met with death?
Well, many of them, and I think most of them, frankly, were witnesses to whatever happened in Dallas. There aren't a lot of journalists or authors that have lost their lives. But no, I didn't. Dorothy kept things to herself. She had everything in a file. I've been able to uncover the Jack Ruby trial transcripts, and mm-hmm. we see a photograph of Dorothy at that trial. And she's holding these papers in her hand, and that's what she did. She kept them in a file. You couldn't go down to Kinko's and make a copy at that time, so all there was the carbon. And unfortunately, that file disappeared when Dorothy died. I think it's still out there, and I'm going to keep trying to find it.
Mark, there's so much about Jack Ruby that still remains a mystery. What, if anything, were you able to draw out as you researched this death of Dorothy Kilgallen?
Well, there's a lot of theories about what happened, and I respect them all, but I think Dorothy figured it was a mob hit from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Kennedy, a witness who in the book who says that he basically forced JFK to appoint Bobby Kennedy Attorney General. It was predictable that Bobby would go after those guys, the mafia, and especially Marcello. So then Marcello figures out, well, what can I do? If I kill Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy will come after us with everything the government has, but if I kill JFK, Bobby Kennedy will be powerless, and that's exactly what happened. But now you have a loose end, and that's Oswald. So you bring in Ruby, who's connected to Marcello in Dallas, and you have him shoot and kill Oswald. There's that loose end. You bring in then Melvin Belleye, who's also affiliated with the mafia. He comes up with this ludicrous insanity defense for Ruby and won't let him testify, and so you button up that last loose end. So I think Dorothy had figured all that out, and I think that's what she would have done with the hope that her book would have triggered a grand jury investigation. And the people who were threatened by that, the Hoovers and the Marcellos and the other people, they just couldn't let that happen.
But even, to consider for a moment, here you've got the President of the United States surrounded by all the FBI, CIA, these people that are his guard watching him. How does the President of the United States get taken out by a mafia family?
Well, it's just hard to understand. You have to go back there. I assume you've hopefully you've been to Daley Plaza.
Yes,
and you look at that and you say to yourself, was somebody just not thinking, or was this set up? Because, as you know, there's that little area where you just go around in kind of a little bit of a circle. I mean, it's a perfect mm-hmm. setup for an assassination
exactly.
if there ever was one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you have to figure out, all right, how was that done? Well, Marcello had his hands in the Dallas Police Department. He had people who could have, with the CIA, with the Secret Service, whatever. We don't know, but somebody set that up because, as you say, with all the protection you would think JFK would have had, they let him take that ride through Daley Plaza. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It was the perfect orchestration for an assassination, if you think about it, right,
absolutely.
Mark?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely incredible. Okay, Mark, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information and get their hands on your book. It'll be linked at our website, just so you know, at BillMartinezLive.com. The Reporter Who Knew Too Much website and how they can get their hands on this book. This is fascinating.
Well, they can find out about it at TheReporterWhoKnewTooMuch.com, but the best place is the DorothyKilgallenStory.org. That's where all the primary source evidence is that I think gives the credibility to the book. Mark Shaw Books is... .com is my website. They can take a look, and the book is just out there everywhere. As I say, I'm so pleased it's become a bestseller, and we're so happy this week we've made a deal for it to be a television series based on Dorothy's life. So
that's awesome.
I'll keep fighting for Dorothy to get the justice she deserves, and I appreciate people like you giving me the chance to talk about it.
Well, Mark Shaw, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. As always, Jordan Goodman also joins us. America's Money Answers Man. We always love hearing from Jordan. His experience, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. That's why you still hear the jingling of money every time you watch. You're like money bionic, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've been working on that for a while, Bill.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Hey, last time we talked about Bitcoin. You said keep your eye on Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Maybe the big, the big news, not only of the day, but carrying into 2018. What do you say?
It's going to go much higher, Bill. Much higher. Mm-hmm. This week, for the first time ever, Bitcoin was traded on the futures exchanges in Chicago, and that made it explode even more because it kind of legitimizes trading in Bitcoin by big institutions, by pension funds, hedge funds, and so on. So 2 weeks ago it was 10,000. Now it's about 17 or 18,000. It's hit 20,000. I mean, it's been wildly volatile moment to moment, but it's gone up extremely dramatically, as have some of the other major cryptocurrencies. The two other big ones are Ethereum and Litecoin. Mm-hmm. Litecoin went up about 75% this week alone. I mean, it's incredible. We've never seen anything like this, Bill.
What's going on?
Huge demand for it. I mean, some of it is actual transactions. McDonald's said they're going to be taking Bitcoin starting next year, and all kinds of other places are going to take Bitcoin.
Regular retailers? It's going mainstream?
It's going mainstream, correct.
Wow, unbelievable. I mean, who would have thought because, go ahead.
A lot of major countries have said they're going to take it as well, like Korea, Australia, Japan, other places. It's going to be a mainstream thing. Mm-hmm. People are saying this is the biggest thing since the internet. It's going to change currency forever.
Well, we know the crypto pirates have been taking advantage of Bitcoin. That's been their choice of transfer of funds with ransomware and all that. But now to turn the corner and to be more and more accepted, and now going to McDonald's and using Bitcoin there, this is wow. How are people going to manage this? I mean, two sets of coinage now, or how are they, or is it all just done by plastic the same way?
It's all done electronically. There is mm-hmm. no physical. I could not hand you a Bitcoin. It does not uh-huh. exist in the physical universe.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean people can't use it. Now, can you imagine you're a merchant and you accept it and the value of the Bitcoin goes up this year, just in 2017 alone, it's gone up about 1,700%. It started the year at about 1,000 and now it's 70,000 or something like that. So what merchant wouldn't want to take something like that, right?
Yeah, but how much risk? Because as we know, gravity comes into play, whether it's Bitcoin or anything else that smacks at the economy, right?
Tremendous moment-to-moment volatility. But there's a limit on the number of Bitcoin. And currently, it's about 16 million,
mm-hmm.
and the total limit is 21 million. And so to get new ones, you mine them. It's an electronic version of mining Bitcoin. So there's a lot of big hedge funds that are into the mining business to create Bitcoins. If they're worth $17,000 apiece, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to go much higher, Bill. I think Bitcoin a year from now will be $100,000.
So now there's gold and then our internet, right?
Well, people are saying Bitcoin is the new gold.
Yeah.
And gold hasn't done much lately.
No.
But Bitcoin has done a lot.
Is this going to have an impact on gold?
Yeah, I think it has. I think people who in the past would have put money into gold are now putting it into Bitcoin.
Interesting.
Same kind of speculative, kind of anti. You know, remember, this is outside the traditional banking system. This is not controlled by the Federal Reserve or the European Central Bank or governments. That's one of the things that people like about it. It's a truly global currency. It's not controlled by any individual. Mm-hmm. What backs up Bitcoin is what's called the blockchain. And the blockchain is a kind of a computer network that's extremely secure as far as making transactions. So it's completely separate from the government. Now, the central banks don't like something that they don't control.
Without a doubt.
Like out of their control, basically.
Yeah. Well, Janet Yellen can't print up Bitcoins, right?
Correct. Nobody can print up Bitcoins. You can mine them, mm-hmm. but you can't print Bitcoins. That is correct.
Well this
like
whole... this
people
yeah.
print all the time.
Exactly. Well, this whole idea of mining Bitcoin, we've got to get into that in the coming weeks and talk more about how we mine Bitcoins, how that process goes. But you look at the risk, the risk reward here, like anything else, anything that has high reward also comes with high risk.
And you've seen that. I mean, there was one day last week where it started the day at about 13,000. It went up to 19,000. And then a huge amount of sellers came in, dropped from 19,000 to 17,000 in about 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and ended the day at about 18,000.
Wow.
So this is not your grandmother's, gold coin in the bank. This is a very volatile, but it's attracting a huge amount of attention, not only from America, but from Asia, Europe, all over the world. Everybody wants to get in on this thing. This is the hottest mm-hmm. thing we've seen in a long, long time, and I think it's going much higher.
Now, will this be affected by anything political, like fake news, like what Brian Ross did to the stock market? Could it have that effect, or is it still too early?
I think it's in its own universe. I don't think it's really affected by political things.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a supply-demand thing right now. There's limited supply and huge demand and more demand coming in. And I think the trading on the futures markets really legitimized it. Is going to bring in a lot more demand for Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, let's talk tax reform.
Let me tell you, there's a simple way for people to play it.
Okay, right.
Instead of, you can do these so-called electronic wallets, like Coinbase and things like that.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a publicly traded stock, which is called the Bitcoin Investment Trust. The symbol for that is GBTC. That started the year, 2017, at about $200 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Last I looked, it was about $1,800 a share.
Wow.
So I'm making you very rich here, Bill, so don't
complain. Exactly. No, you're not hearing me complain or whine or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, you've got some states whining about Trump's tax reform package that the House and the Senate are arm wrestling over right now.
Well, but the state and local income tax is going to go in either case. Mm-hmm. They know that. The property taxes, I think they're pretty clear. Anything over $10,000 would no longer be deductible. And those are definite hits on the high tax, high real estate value, high property tax states. No question about it. Those people are going to pay more in taxes. Corporations are clearly going to pay less. And what they're really doing is encouraging small business to expand with a so-called pass-through, mm-hmm. where the tax rate on a pass-through, like a subchapter S or an LLC, will typically be 25% instead of 39.6%. Mm-hmm. That's a real encouragement for small business to advance and grow, because they're the ones who hire most people anyway.
Well, Jordan, what's the complaint of the salt states, like California and New York and Chicago, that hammer their citizens already with taxes, and they're complaining that the situation is not fair, but they're the ones that unleveled the playing field with their high taxes, right?
Well, for many, many years, they think of a high tax state have been subsidized by the low tax states because the property taxes and the state and local taxes have been deductible. Mm-hmm. You take that away, and that raises the tax bill of high tax states. So maybe that's going to put a lot of pressure on these states, both the state level and the local level, to reduce or certainly not increase taxes as they have in the past.
That's exactly.
Not a bad thing to some extent.
Well, they have some explaining to do, as they say, and they've got to move pretty fast, because if this passes as they're expecting it to pass before Christmas, and the president's already has his pen to the ready here, states are going to be in a mad scramble. What are they going to do? They're not going to be able to satisfy their problem or remedy their issue before Christmas.
It goes into effect January 1st. If this bill passes, it goes into effect almost immediately. So what that means from your listener's point of view is if you've got state income taxes, prepay them in 2017 and bring any deductions that are about to disappear, charitable mm-hmm. contributions, medical expenses, student loan interest, bring that into this year, delay income into next year where it'll be taxed at a lower level.
Exactly.
You're getting a huge bonus, for example, Bill, so tell me to pay you that on January 2nd instead of December 31st.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do that. I'll explain that to the wife. It's coming late for a reason, right?
Well, it's a good reason, because your tax rates are going to come down a lot starting in January 1st.
Well, without a doubt.
True.
Well, we'll leave it for that. And then, of course, real quick, Fed raising rates, and, that's just the way it is, right?
Well, they expect third rate interest this year. Mm-hmm. They're talking about 2, possibly 3 next year. The economy is really roaring ahead here and can handle these rates. Earlier, they felt it wasn't able to do so.
Exactly.
But rates on what you pay is going to go up, and what you earn is not going to go up. So don't expect anything increases on the CDs and money market funds at the bank.
He's America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jordan.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSwoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together, so stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. George Barna is back with us. He's been out frolicking, having fun, getting ready for the holiday season. And he is back here now, so good to be talking with George Barna, the Executive Director of American Culture and Faith Institute. George has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. George, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty well. It's good to be back with you.
We had a good Thanksgiving. Everybody had fun. No food fights. It was all good, huh?
It was good. I'm not going to comment on the food fights, but yeah, it was all good.
It's okay. Hey, speaking of food fights here, your latest article about Christians not spreading the gospel, what is going on? Has the culture suppressed them to such a degree that they cannot be excited about their salvation any longer? Or is it to the point of, you know, like Billy Graham used to say, he used to question whether or not people were actually saved or they just came forward just because of peer pressure and just to make a superficial, kind of commitment here?
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit of both. You know, mm-hmm. On the one hand, you look at the fact that Americans are really distracted. They have a difficult time identifying what's meaningful, what's a priority, what really matters. We know we've become a much more narcissistic society, and so we're focused on ourselves rather than concerned about others. Mm-hmm. And as you say, there are a lot of people, too, that love the idea of the eternal fire insurance, but they're not necessarily committed to living a different life, one that continually acknowledges their sin and their need for holiness, their need for God's forgiveness. And so the outcome here is that when we don't just ask people, do you consider yourself to be born again? But instead, when we look at theologically, you know, have you confessed your sins? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior? Do you believe that the only reason that you will experience a life with God in heaven or eternally is because of God's forgiveness? What we've seen is a downward trajectory over the last 7 or 8 years in terms of the proportion of people who have made that kind of commitment and in return who are willing to and able to share the good news of the gospel with others.
Exactly. George, is it something simple? I mean, to me, the way I look at it, in terms of response from somebody who has been redeemed, they can say who they were before and who they are now. It's clear cut, like the blind man. I was blind, now I see. It's real clear cut. And that's what I have found. People who have really made a true conversion, they understand the difference in their life. And if you just listen to their words, you don't have to ask very many questions. You just hear about their experience. And to me, that tells me right off if somebody has been truly converted and their faith commitment is of value.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, you can add to that. And then when a person tells me those things, if I look at their life, I should see the fruit of that transformation.
Exactly.
In very real ways. I mean, that's what Jesus said. He's like, you know, don't tell me you're a disciple. Show me you're a disciple.
Exactly.
You know, show me the fruit. So that's really key as well.
And kind of interesting, too, is that I found that, you know, people will get a good deal on buying a car or something, you know, that they've experienced in a retail experience that was very positive. And they can't help but tell people. I mean, they will, hey, you got to buy. I got this great deal on AOL stock. You know, believe it or not, I got it through a special access point and I'm able to buy it at 50% off. I mean, they can't help but tell people about that. They'll share that kind of good news. But when it comes to something like their spiritual eternal existence, you know, if there isn't that true conversion, I question, you know, because it's almost like you can't help but tell people. And this is what excites me sometimes about, you know, I say young, and it doesn't necessarily mean chronologically, but somebody who's been newly converted, they're so excited, they can't help but tell you about it. And that also assures me that the conversion has taken place.
Yeah, that's a real key aspect. I mean, the things that matter to you, you're excited about.
Mm-hmm.
You love your wife, you're excited about her. You love your kids, you're excited about them. You want to go to their games. You want to see their homework and their artwork. I mean, all that stuff matters to you.
Exactly.
And yet, when you look at the church in America, what we find is that so many people have kind of lost that sense of thrill, that excitement about what Jesus did for me. I didn't deserve it, but look what he did for me. We've been so distracted by all the shiny objects that the society keeps throwing at us that we're missing the real point of what life is about.
Yeah, I think some of it too, George, is that we just don't, I say, have those Selah moments. You know, the Bible in Psalms, you know, you get to those points, those punctuation points, it says Selah, and which is kind of a warning sign, a stop sign for us to stop and meditate. You really need to chew on this. And, you know, in this hurry-up world in which we live in, you know, I say that it's a microwave generation. We stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. It just doesn't go fast enough. That we're not stopping to really smell the roses and contemplate who it was that we were truly before Christ and the difference that it's made in our life. And I think that if we give ourselves some pause, especially in this holiday, now is a key time, you know, because we have people today in the secular existence and culture that we live in who just want to step over, you know, Christmas and what it means. Like, okay, do the presents, fight for the parking space at the mall, you know, charge up my cards, get myself deeper in debt for people I really don't care too much about. And it's all superficial, as opposed to really stopping to appreciate what Christmas represents. And it's a great opportunity for people of faith to share the gospel, not to mention, oh, yes, by the way, culturally, we're going through this big sexcapade that has absolutely devastated our culture. And, you know, and I think this is a golden opportunity for people of faith to say, look, you know, we need God. If we're going to really address these hard issues of life, it's going to be with God at the center of it, not apart from God.
Yeah, great points. I mean, you know, our research over the course of years continually shows that Americans are so busy going nowhere. And we get so distracted by all the opportunities, the options, the pressures around us, that we lose a real sense of meaning and purpose in life. I'm astounded every year as we do our studies, you know, some of the tracking measures we have, look at people's sense of meaning and purpose, and we find that half of all Americans every year say that they're confused about or can't identify what their meaning and purpose in life is.
Mm.
So it's no wonder that we get to the end of the year at this time that's supposed to be so significant, psychiatrists and psychologists tell us it's the highest point of the year for things like anxiety and depression, suicides rise to unprecedented levels. Yeah, so I think it's a great time for those of us who really have that relationship, that life-transforming, life-giving relationship with Christ, mm-hmm. to be able to talk to other people about, you know, it's not just about the birth of Christ. In fact, it didn't really even happen in December. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you about what was so critical about his life, his death, his resurrection, not for the world at large, but for you personally, because I know because of what it's done for me personally.
Exactly. And that's what sometimes we miss out, and we try to Christianize the gospel. We try to get, you know, think like we got to be some junior pastor. Just tell your story. You know, how it relates to you. You know, some people are like freak out and go, well, you know, I don't know how to write my testimony. I know this was something we did in college and in Bible college. You know, one of the first things they told us, okay, write your story. And people were like freaking out about it. And some of the stuff that came out, I mean, some of it was comical because, you know, everybody decided they needed to be a junior preacher about it and make sure they were theologically sound. You know, the stories are so simple and personal, as you say, and can be so powerful if we don't, you know, mix them up with the wrong ingredients.
Well, and here's one of the other things that we found in this new research is that most people who accept Christ as their Savior do so before they reach the age of 18. In fact, most of them before the age of 13. So here we are as adults trying to be all sophisticated in communicating our story to other adults when really it doesn't have to be sophisticated. In fact, the most fertile ground for sharing the gospel is with children, particularly those within our own nuclear family or extended family. And the survey found that that's where we have the greatest evangelistic impact of all. And so if we can begin to focus on our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, all of those kids that are part of our life, and realize that, you know what, the greatest gift we could ever give them at Christmas time is the gift of salvation, leading them to the foot of the cross, helping them to understand that Jesus is real, Jesus loves them, Jesus died to save them. You can have him as a part of your life for the rest of your life, for the rest of eternity.
Exactly.
What greater gift could you ever give him?
And George, to your point, maybe that's what Jesus meant when he said that unless we come to God with a childlike spirit, you know, when you think about how children come to God, I mean, there's not a lot of, you know, presumption there. It's just saying, hey, I get it. And they come running to God, and adults will be reticent because we think we know better somehow.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest here. Who do we think we're fooling?
Yeah.
You know, we're running around trying to give off the air of sophistication and wisdom and how urbane and erudite we are. The reality is we're a bunch of sinners running around. We're like chickens without our heads.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it for what it is. You know, God loves us in spite of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, if that isn't something to celebrate during this season, I don't know what is.
Amen to that. I'll tell you, George, people know it should be better. And we're here to say, yes, you're exactly right. Pursue the better. Pursue the eternal things. George Barna, how can people be in touch and find out more information?
You know, on our website, which is culturefaith.com, we've got this new piece of research up there that explains all that we've been talking about. And I hope it'll be an encouragement to people that this is a great opportunity for them, that this is a great need in America right now. And if we care about the country, we care about the church, we care about our families and other people, this is the greatest thing we can do.
Well, I'm all in with you, George Barnum. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection, hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.